You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. I'm the big boy, and today we are talking with Tyler Bird. Tyler,
how's it going?
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, man.
Welcome to beautiful Lubbock, Texas. We're recording this on March 9th of 2022. It's a lovely day outside.
Oh, yeah.
I understand you've been kind of on a radio tour of the West Texas area.
Yeah, all over the West Texas side of Texas. Yeah.
Hopefully you haven't been stopped by any law enforcement.
I have, actually.
Uh-oh. Let me guess. Was it in Garza County?
Yes.
I knew it! That happens. I need to start warning people when they come up here.
Yeah, I got pulled over, and they were like, "You're swerving," and I was like, "I'm not swerving, but okay." And then he, like, searched my whole entire car, and he was like, "You're free to go." And I was just like,
yeah.
Okay. Like, whatever.
Well, that's truly our West Texas welcome, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So, understand you're heading down from here back kind of down towards Central Texas. So,
yeah.
You're going to have to seek an alternate route, or you're going to just, you know, take your chances and see if he searches you again.
Oh, if he searches me again, I mean, he's going to find nothing like he did the first time. So, I'll be all right.
So, Tyler, you are an artist from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You were telling me that it is from... So you said near Norman, and it also started with an N.
Noble.
Noble. See,
Noble.
Okay, I'm not as bad at geography as I thought I was. So tell the people that are, I guess, listening where Noble, obviously, like I just said, from Norman, but like what kind of town is Noble?
It's a pretty small town. There's like a stoplight, a Sonic, Taco Mayo, and that's about it. 10 churches or something like that.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
What Taco Mayo?
It's like a Taco Bell, but... not as good of a version of it. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like mayonnaise, I guess, you know.
Yeah, it's not very good. I don't ever eat there.
And a Sonic, you know, that's
that's an upgrade.
Yeah,
but
that
the
is.
Good thing is there's like food 10 minutes away in Norman, so.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
So
you just drive to Norman if you're hungry.
Plethora of options for you.
Oh, yeah.
So Tyler, I know you are a singer-songwriter, but how old are you?
I'm 19.
19 years old.
Yeah.
So this is, I don't want to say you're not brand new to this, but you've been, you're out enough that you have an album out.
Yeah, so I signed with my record label about 7-8 months ago, roughly around there, and we've been working really hard to get this album out, yeah.
So Genesis is the album.
Genesis is the album, yeah.
Tell us about it.
It's a 5-song EP / album, whatever you want to call it.
I figure anything over 2 songs is an album at this point. You know,
I'm just so confused with the whole EP.
Yeah, it's all the language. Yeah.
So there's 5 songs on it. Me and my record label, a guy named Sam Cox, helped me out with it a lot. So yeah.
Sam Cox of Ragland, also known as Autumn Raglan Wife's or Autumn.
Sam Cox's wife band.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a shirt that says that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I knew they were going to put those out, so I didn't know if they had
done it yet. They're great. Best shirts ever.
So you're on their label, and you just released this EP.
Yeah.
See, they all call it that. I noticed it's, when I've been listening to it, I can't think of like the words, and I hate always having to try to pigeonhole artists into things, but... I see where your roots lie, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And in just the 5 minutes that we've been having a conversation here, I can kind of get the vibe of you have a little bit more I think what's the a little bit more Donny Osmond, a little bit more rock and roll than a little bit country in you. And so I mean what you know, I don't want you to necessarily like name off, I want to be this artist, this artist, this artist, but what were your early influences that are kind of where you're at now?
About 2 years ago, I was really, really, really into Coe Wetzel. I still love Coe Wetzel, mm-hmm. so that's still a big influence. And then I like Giovanni. I like Parker McCollum. I like old Parker McCollum a lot, like Silhouette Parker. Like, and then I had William Clark Green, like just the really... those people that were at the top, or I guess Coe's at the top right now, but there for a while, yeah. That's a big, those are the like, my biggest influences, I would say.
And I can certainly hear that in this album. You know, there, I think I was telling you before, you know, when I first heard your song about the summer of 95, my first thought was, there is no way he is old enough to remember summer of 1995.
I wasn't even born.
Yeah. That's the summer I learned to drive when I got my first car. And so, I mean, I grew up in a rural area, but I had a car instead of a truck.
Yeah.
But just listening to that, I was like, I relate to this song a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I was gonna grill you on some things about 1995, you know.
Oh, yeah. So that song originally came from my parents. That's when they got married. It was actually got married in 93, but you can't really put 93 in a song.
Yeah,
so
93 doesn't really rhyme near as well. No,
so I went with 5 because I was like, you know what, it works. So that's really where this whole entire song came from. My dad kind of told me a story, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to write a song about it. And I went back to my house and did that, yeah.
So they got married in 93.
93.
You came along.
In 2002.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you picked up the guitar somewhere along between 02 and 22 here.
Yeah, I was like 14 or 15. I don't know what year that makes it, but I'm not good with math. That's why I'm a musician.
So what was the you know, the decision to do that? Just to, you know, impress girls or?
No, I started in my church actually.
Oh, wow.
And I picked up a guitar, and within 3 months of me picking up a guitar, I was leading worship in my church. It just kind of came along really, really fast for me. And so I did that from the time I was 15 till 6 months ago, and I've been on the road for full time for the last 6 months, and I just can't always get back to church. If I'm back in town, I'll definitely go lead worship. But yeah, so that's where I really started at.
So that kind of parlays into your first single, Before the Last Amen.
Yeah.
You know, obviously there is some reference to you. Obviously, you wrote that from a place of understanding of faith.
I actually did not write that song. That's the only song on the whole entire album that I did not write.
Well, somebody wrote it from a place of faith.
Yes, somebody did. But I wish I could say I did, but I didn't. I don't want to take credit for somebody else's work. So,
what was the? I mean, tell us about that being your first single to put out there.
I don't know. Sam pitched it to me a long time ago, Sam Cox, and he was like, hey, I was going to do this like 8 years ago, but this is like way more you than it is me. And I was like, okay. And I listened to it, and like first time I heard it, I was like, yes, I want to do it, like 100%. Because it just, in my head, like, that's kind of who I am. I mean, I go and I play in bars all the time. I don't drink or anything because I'm 19, but
right.
I go and I play in those bars, and then I'm like, man, I really need to go to church. And just, it hit me hard. It, like, a really good home style, like, I don't know. That's why I like it so much.
Well, would you mind playing that for,
oh, yeah,
for us?
100%.
As we're putting him on the spot as he's tuning in for another song. You're listening to Tyler Bird on Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM.
Went out last night in the city in my best friend's 55 Chevy. Filled the backseat up with ladies. Had a good time, got a little crazy. What better way to spend a Saturday night? I'll be okay, I know I will be alright. As long as I get up as fast as I can. Gotta make it to the church before that preacher ends. Did some things this night I probably shouldn't have. I'll be alright as long as I make it in before the last day, man. Before the last day, man. Went downtown, one of my buddies. Then $3, she shot us full of whiskey. I went hunting, found a little filly. Cute young thing, she got a little frisky. What better way to spend a Saturday night? I'll be okay, I know I will be alright. As long as I get up as fast as I can. Gotta make it to the church before that preacher ends. Did some things this night I probably shouldn't have. I'll be alright as long as I make it in before the last day, man. Before the last day, man. Jesus knows I did it. There's no sense of hiding a whiskey on my breath. The preacher keeps a preaching while I keep on thinking about my next weekend. As the choir sings, come on everybody, everybody in. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you've been, get on his knees, repent for your sins. Come on everybody, everybody in. Come on everybody, everybody in. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you've been, get on his knees, repent for your sins. Lord have mercy on me and all of my friends. We'll be alright as long as we make it in before the last amen. Before the last amen.
You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. Before the Last Amen with Tyler Bird. Again, kind of personal story reminding me of that was you know, my senior year of high school, yeah. My mother, God rest her soul, decided that if I was going to go to the prom the night before, yeah. I had to show up to church the next morning.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was one of those, like, you know, get there still in your tuxedo, you know, before, yeah. You know, the service ended.
Yeah.
So she could see you, because otherwise I'd be in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been there.
So why... You know, you're 19 years old. Why country music? Why are you, you know, setting off on this this life like this?
Man, it's just something I really love and I'm very passionate about. And my grandma used to be a really big influence on my whole entire life. And she was like, I don't like country music, but you love it, so go do it. And then, I was just like, okay. And then she ended up passing away. Me and her were really close. But I kind of just stuck with that, what she told me, and I'm kind of running with it, yeah.
Well, if she wasn't really into country music, what was she listening to?
Christian music.
Okay.
Yeah, like only Christian music. Like Gaither.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like I'd have to go over there and watch Gaither with her like every Sunday.
Okay.
After church.
So you can drop some Mean Harmony then, too.
Oh, no, I wish. No? I wish. Oh, no.
Well, so you were going talking about to Coe Wetzel the other day, or you know earlier, and I was thinking about, I don't know if you saw this video. He had a concert in West Virginia,
okay.
I think it was, or Kentucky or somewhere, mm-hmm. this past weekend, and
yeah.
He throws the drummer's, you know, bass drum off the stage, and you know,
yeah.
There's been this whole debate on Twitter on if it was like an intentional thing, you know, and it was just like a dummy, you know, bass drum set up for that purpose.
I seen him in Columbus, Missouri, I believe. Is that a place? I think so.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's where it was. I seen him there, and he got extremely intoxicated that night as well, and he did the same thing. And I know I've talked to Shiloh Power several times, which is his lead guitar player,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up talking to him after the show, and he was like, no, we have like extra drum sets, like just because.
Playing for this reason.
Oh, yeah. He was like, because he doesn't do it every show, but when he's, like, getting it, in, like, in the show, like, he'll just throw a drum. He don't care.
So someday, when that's you, are you going to be around throwing drums around?
I don't know about throwing drums. Those things are expensive.
Now, you do play with the band also, right?
Yes. Tyler Bird and the Flock is our name. Yeah.
Gee, how'd you come up with that name?
I don't know. The world may never know.
Yeah. So tell us about the Flock.
We're a three-piece band right now. I got a guy named Newt as my bass player and Ethan as my drummer. We travel all over the place, and we're in Texas quite a bit. So if you just check us out on Facebook at Tyler Bird and the Flock, we post all the tour dates there and on our website, it's tylerbirdmusic.com. B-Y-R-D.
It's how B-Y-R-D, yeah.
That's how you spell my last name, yeah.
I've only known one other person with the last name B-Y-R-D, and they were from the Weatherford, Texas area. So.
Oh, okay.
Kind of the same, you know, the general ballpark.
Yeah.
So you've been on the radio tour. Question I ask everyone who, you know, comes through my studio is, what is the one question that no one has thought to ask you about yet?
Man, I barrel race horses and I train them as well. So yeah, on the side when I have time. Not as much time anymore, but me and my dad have been raising horses for my whole entire life. So
what goes into raising a horse?
There's a lot. So basically when they're born, because we have them from when they're born, and you want to imprint them, which is really whatever. So as soon as they're born, you want to start messing with them immediately so they know, like, they could trust you. And if you do that, I'm set, like, 100% that those horses will be your friends forever, because, like, it just makes them gentle no matter what. And from that moment on, you just kind of mess with them until they're 2 years old, two, three, and you jump on their back and start working with them.
You always see these movies and the montages where it's just somebody walks up and just puts a hand on the mane, and all of a sudden they're just, like, you know, obeying every move, and I'm guessing that's all lies.
Yes, completely. A lot more work goes into it than that. So
when you are racing them, kind of what has to go in? Because I imagine there's, you know, it's much them as it is you, you know, kind of trying to do racing around a barrel, right?
Oh yeah, it's 100%. Like, you have to, it's months and months and months of prep work, because you have to get them in shape. I mean, it's just like you go and run a mile.
I can't do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so you have to be in shape, and then, like, oh, you want to do this at a really fast time, and then you have to work on all the techniques of getting around the barrel, and there's just a lot of slow work. It's where if you can do something like slow a million times, that means you can do it fast one time and make it through.
So when you're doing that, has it ever, you know, been an opportunity for you to kind of sit there and write songs while you're working with a horse? Or
I've wrote kind of. I mean, I have a song that should be on my next album. That involves a little bit of the horse styling and stuff like that. So yeah.
Well, what is your inspiration usually for writing songs then?
It is just the weirdest things. I could be driving down the road, literally just listening to music, be like, oh, but this song means this, but if I get this from that, like, I got this from this one part, I'm like, oh, I'll work with that. And I have a list in my phone that's just like a million different song titles. And I'm just like, one day I'll write one of those.
So what's the weirdest one you got in there then?
Oh, I have no idea. That's a hard one. Almost Maybes is the title.
Almost Maybes, okay.
Almost Maybes. I have no idea what it means. My best friend told me. He was like, almost maybe. And I was like, what does that even mean? He was like, I don't know. I'm going to write a song about it.
I've had a joke for a while that you could basically write a country song about, really, you walk into a room, you find anything, you know.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Probably write something, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
But almost maybe. That's.
I don't know how I'm going to make it country, but it's going to happen. It's going to work.
Mark our words here on March 9th, 2022, that Tyler Bird will one day have a song
called Almost Maybes.
Almost Maybes. Well, Tyler, earlier we talked about your song, you know, from 1995 about your parents.
Yeah.
Tell us about your parents. I mean, like, you know, you wrote the song, so you mean you had to hear their stories.
Yeah. So they've been together since right after high school, I believe, because they didn't go to the same high school. But they met after high school in church, and then they basically they were both dating different people, I'm pretty sure, and then both broke up with the other people and got together, and then ended up together, and they never separated, and now they're just a happy couple.
93, that means they're 29 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So when you presented the song to them, what was their reaction?
So I write a lot of the songs with my dad, and it was really my dad's idea on this song, and I was just like, okay, I'll go work with it for a little bit, because I had to start it, because I don't necessarily like the way my dad always starts songs, or like, I'll go home, and then like the next day I'll come to it, but hey, I started this, help me, or like, something like that, and I ended up going back the next day, I was like, hey, this is what I got from you the other day, and we just ended up writing it all in about 15-20 minutes, and it went together, so.
All right, well, if you don't mind, let's hear it.
Yeah, for sure.
Summer of 1995 by Tyler Bird.
The summer 95, bistro trip of our lives. Went to stand on music up in my old dually truck. I picked her up down that road. I guess Mama didn't know. She got in, said, let's drive till we can't see them city lights. In no durons, you and I fall in love before the morning light. Sitting next to you, it feels so right. These are the best days of our lives, like the summer in 95. The summer in 95. Same old town, same old truck. We both feel a little stuck. Just living day to day. We both need to get away. So to run to night, fall in love before the morning light. Sitting next to you, it feels so right. These are the best days of our lives, like the summer in 95. The summer in 95. When I'm with you, I feel alive. Thanks to the summer in 95. In order of you and I falling in love before the morning light. Sitting next to you, it feels so right. These are the best days of our lives, like the summer in 95. The summer in 95.
Congratulations to your parents, and specifically to your dad for, you know, y'all's co-write on that thing.
Thank you.
That's a great
so
song.
Much.
So Tyler Bird, where can people find you again?
Any social media platform at Tyler Bird Music, besides my Facebook, which is going to be Tyler Bird and the Flock, and also on my website at Tyler Bird Music, B-Y-R-D, is how you spell my last name.
Yeah, don't forget that Y. Very
B-Y.
Important.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Tyler, where do you know if you'll be coming up here anytime soon for another show?
Oh, goodness. I am pretty sure I am. Tour dates are on my website and Facebook.
All right. Well, we will certainly check that out. And we certainly appreciate you coming in this afternoon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to play us out with?
Sure. Let's do another one off my album.
All right.
This is called I Saw the Devil. And I saw the devil when he saw me. Been to hell and back, but now I'm free. I'm a little scorched, now burned. These are the lessons I learned. and always walk the straight and narrow. And always have your brother's back. Show a little bit of love to your mother. And always respect your dad. 'Cause I saw the devil and he saw me. Been to hell and back, but now I'm free. I'm a little scorched and I burn. These are the lessons I learned. Two is always better than one. Hearts are always searching for love. And always help someone in need. I've learned this ain't all about me. 'Cause I saw the devil and he saw me. Been to hell and back, but now I'm free. I'm a little scorched and I burned. These are lessons I learned. These are the lessons I learned. So take the lessons how you please. This is what the devil taught me.